WIZX218, I got you, Jack. You're pretty staticky there, Roger.
Yeah.
one bad, but he backed down. Not as bad as the other night, though. Got pretty cold there. Four below. Real temperature.
Last night I was watching TV and I seen that cold temperature out there.
Ann Arbor. See, Ann Arbor Airport, where they take that temperature for Ann Arbor, is in a base, in a hole. So yeah, it's going to be a lot. It could be 10 degrees colder down in that. Very inaccurate, if you ask me, but that's where they get it from there, Roger.
I know, but, you know, I don't think you are too far from Ann Arbor. The way I look at it, you're not too far from Ann Arbor. I don't know how come we don't get that cold from there.
Have some time. It's got to be just right. Ann Arbor's probably, seven, 8 miles west of me. Yeah, about that much there. But sometimes it does. It's pretty isolated, inaccurate.
Sounds to me you got a big hill between you and Ann Arbor. Big hill.
And we're higher than Detroit too, so that's like having extra, way extra feet on an antenna there, Roger.
I forgot that. I know you're higher from Detroit, which is good. That gives you a good open field out there.
Yeah, we talked, you know, remember Professor Don? He said it's like 586 feet above sea level in Detroit. And it's 705 or something out here, so that's like, you know, big time improvement.
I remember Professor Don, that's what he, me and him and you, we were talking on the radio. Yeah, that's what he said, about 500 and something out of sea level. Which is good. Yeah, you shouldn't have no problem to pick up any receivers by you out that way.
Yeah, but still, nobody's got any fast here, you know. One out there in my island, but it's a private, or you got to ask permission or something. But, I don't know. It's been a couple years. Nothing. So what's going on your way?
Well, not much here except, there's no sunshine and no wind blowing at all. It's stable. Everything here is stable. A little bit cold.
Yeah, same here. I had a fire going a couple of days, wood stove. That helped a bunch. Hey, go right now, it's too warm.
To be honest with you, I like that wood stove. We had one in our that's all we had on. It's that wood stove. And it kept the whole cabin about 2,000 square feet. It kept it really warm.
Yeah, Roger that. Too much sometimes. I only run it when it's real, real cold. Single digit, below and stuff. Any other day, it gets too hot, run you out.
Hey, word out of that 600. Hey, we used to pick up the people from that 600 way up north.
Yeah, Moline over by Grand Rapids. Michigami, that was zero over there. And I was talking across the lake there, remember?
I remember that. We picked up the guy on Gaylord. We picked up the guy on Grayling. We picked up the guy on somewhere a little bit far down away from there. I picked up three of them on that 600 before.
Oh yeah, roger that. Way up there. Way up there, yeah. Yeah, I miss it now. No vibe or nothing. It's been a long time.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe there's people busy out there, and especially this time of year, they're busy because, you know, Christmas coming, holidays, and all that stuff.
Yes, I guess so there, Roger.
I got to have a second cup of coffee, so good talking to you, and good to hear you out there. And we'll talk again. WIUG, please.
Roger. WRZX 218. We're going to be standing by.
WRZX 218. WIUG 38, copy. Yeah, there's a test going on tomorrow. I don't know if you want to take a test or not. It's right here on Troy on 16 Mile.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not ready yet there, Roger.
I'm going to go tomorrow and take a general test. See what that... I hope I can pass. I know a lot of them, so... I
should
have no problem at all.
Yeah, copy that. Man, just keep trying for, you know, that's all you can do.
Gotta be a swap shop. So I don't know if you need anything to get or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be between John R. and Rochester on 16 Mile. The big building, yellow building.
Copy that. Well, that's real close for you then, ain't it?
About 6 minutes from here.
Deal. Can't ask for better than that there, Roger.
Just got to get out of bed in the morning and go there. They open at 8 o'clock anyhow. They'll finish at 12 o'clock.
Copy that. Yeah, good luck.
I'm going to see what else is new out there and what they got out there. I know they're going to have a lot of stuff out there, that's for sure. Like last year.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm too busy tomorrow. No way. All right, Jack. Let you get your coffee. I'm going to grab me something to eat. Here's lunch. Talk to you after a while. WRZX 218. Standing by after your final.
All right, catch you later. WIUG 48.
WSFZ 793,
WSHR, 966 on the air, Myron.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring. What's going on out here? Where's everybody at? WSZ 793. Hey, Ralph, wake up.
Hey, dude. So I just finished some lunch. I heard you in there a minute ago, but I was in the middle of cooking up an omelet.
Captain. Well, why the hell don't you answer me?
Because I was cooking an omelet. I didn't want to screw it up.
Screw that omelet. I'm more important. You hear me calling, you hear me out there hollering, you key up and answer me, man. That's the way I see it. And by the way, WSFZ 793 here. Hey, I sent Frank your number.
WSAL 946 here. Well, thanks, man. The mount I need for this antenna, well, Amazon says Thursday or Friday is when I'm going to get it, so no go now. He said, well, we could tie you some tie wraps and stuff. I'm like, nah, I don't want to. No, I don't want to go that route.
I thought about that, too. I thought that would probably work, too. Tie wraps. Save you a few bucks. But, you know, you do it the way you want. What kind of omelet we having?
Oh, it was good, too. I buy these frozen sausage patties. So I just heated one up, got the grease out of it, chopped it up, threw it in a couple of eggs with a slice of cheese in there, and made an omelet up.
Wow, I just ate, too, and I'm hungry again now. That made me hungry. That's the way I do it too. That's the way I do it. Either sausage patties or if there's links, if I have links, I cook up links and I chop them in the pan and do that. And then add the eggs and all the other BS and cheese and whatever else there, man. Yeah, I was just sitting here, man, watching some YouTube and I figured I'd key up and see if anybody's around out here, man. It's better than a doornail. Mount Clemens is dead, too.
Yeah, I had on the walkie-talkie. That one's on dual monitor. Yeah, it's been pretty dead. I think I heard Kevin, I forget his numbers, keying up there a little while back. That's about all I've heard.
Yeah, all right, man. All right, very good. I'm going to go back, finish watching this video, and I'll get back out here. I just, I took a break from the video. I paused it, and I don't know. I just had a hankering to pause the video and see if anybody's around. I didn't really think you'd key up, but then again, you're always good for hiding in the bushes like
like Alex out there. No key up unless I call you or something like that, whatever the case. But, yeah, I'm going to get back watching this video. I'll be back out here in a few.
All right, man. I'll be around. I'll be out here sneaking around. WSAL 946.
All right, very good. WSFZ 793. Quiet.
WSCY 717. Here is WSDA 452. WSDA 452, clear.
WRVV 525, mobile. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
793, how's the Saturday going? WRVV 525.
Good afternoon, 525. At least somebody's alive out here. 525, somebody's alive. My afternoon's going pretty good. How's yours going, my friend?
Yeah, not too bad. Been just kind of cleaning up, taking it easy around the house. I just hopped out here to make a quick grocery store run and get back and cook something over there.
Yeah, Ryan, do that typical Saturday, whatever there. Where are you at?
I'm over here cruising up Greenfield, right on the border of Southfield and Oak Park, near, coming up on 10 Mile here.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty good, man. He's sounding really good through, I'm assuming you're running through Detroit, they're not linked, so. Yeah, you sounded really good through the repeater, no noise, no nothing. I thought you were a bit closer than that there, Roger.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's, working for me, just a mobile unit here. What's the story with the link? I know it was like, they were all linked, and then it was like certain hours of the day, and I haven't been keeping up with, we're all separate now, or what's the word on that?
Well, from my knowledge, or from what I understand, and this is from me only, I don't know, a lot of shenanigans going on in Mount Clemens, a lot of shenanigans. QRMers and people acting stupid. So they unlinked the guys north of Mount Clemens, the repeater operators unlinked, because they didn't want to hear all that BS. And then I guess sooner, a little sometime down the road there, they unlinked Mount Clemens from Detroit. You know, because I guess there's a bunch of people getting up on Mount Clemens acting stupid.
Okay, I guess, yeah. I know the FCC doesn't like the link repeaters on GMRS, too. I heard in other states they're sending letters to the repeater operators and telling them to unlink it and everything. So, but yeah, it's too bad that some yahoo's got to ruin it for everybody, but that is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, well, it all started when some people from the CB decided to get their GMRS license, and they came up here, and they brought along with them the people who don't like them and stuff. And you know, you can buy a GMRS radio for $10, program it, and you don't have to have a license. You know, you get to mess around unless you get caught. But they brought along with them all the jammers and everything, and it just got to be a mess.
a little bit there. A while back, you know, I heard about that FCC deal about unlinking the repeaters, but I was told by one person that they meant the repeaters that are linked via the internet, where they didn't care about the repeaters linked via microwave like they do these. And then somebody else told me that the FCC just doesn't want any repeaters linked up. So I didn't know which way to look.
Yeah, it's my understanding they don't want them linked at all. I don't know. I guess, like, the language in the actual, whatever, I can't remember what part it is, part 95 or something, maybe? I don't remember. But anyway, like, they clarified the language on their website, apparently, and they don't want them linked at all. I don't, who knows. But, yeah, I got a hand ticket, so that's... It's okay to link them with on the ham side, so that works for me.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I don't have anything like that yet. I tell people, though, when I first got out here, I've been out here just a little over a year. You know, in the beginning, man, it was great because everybody was linked. You know, I made a lot of friends up to the north and, you know, a lot of friends coming down this way through this way. And then now it's like it's dead. I can't talk to none of my friends up to the north, you know, obviously because we're unlinked. And, you know, there's just so many people around. I mean, not that I don't want to talk to anybody down here, don't get me wrong. I appreciate my friends I have out here. But it just used to be so great. You know, I used to throw my call letters out there and get a whole bunch of people coming back, and I could have conversations all day. And now it's like, I sit here doing what I'm doing, I got the radio on, and sometimes I don't hear nobody all day, from morning till night. You know, sometimes I have to key up and see if there's anybody alive out here. But, yeah, then they unlinked Detroit from Mount Clemens. I'm kind of happy about that in a way, that they unlinked Detroit from Mount Clemens, because Mount Clemens is getting terrible, man. People are getting on there and dead keying and playing sirens and arguing and cussing and everything there, Roger.
Okay, yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize whenever they unlinked, I usually just have it tuned on to straight here, but unless I'm driving over further east, but... Alright, well, yeah, I just pulled in the Aldi here, so... good channel. I think it's Dave, right? Name here is Nick. Anyway, I think we talked maybe briefly once or twice before, but I know I hear you out here, so yeah, I'll try to give you a shout back. I know it's a lot of dead air out there, but we'll catch you next time. WRVV525, I'll be clear.
Yeah, hey, Nick. Yeah, I recognize the voice a bit. I just forgot the name. I'm sorry. You know, I have so many contacts, like, sometimes it's hard to keep track of the names there. I looked up my log to see if I had you up in there, and I don't. But I might have you on the scratch pad somewhere. But I know I talked to you before. I just forgot the first name. Sorry about that. But anyway, with that said, you have yourself a good afternoon. Have yourself a good evening. Well, have yourself a good weekend. You can possibly do it there. And I'll be around. I'll have it on. Just even no matter how dead it is, just holler out and hear if I... have it kicked on, and that's what I tell people. Sometimes I have it on, sometimes I don't, but most times I do have it on. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WSFT 902, you're around. WSFZ 793 calling.
All right, Dave, look at your Facebook Messenger. WSEU 202.
Christ, man. You ain't gonna get sick from that shit, are you?
Man, dude, I'm trying. You can tell I'm getting fatter and fatter as the day goes on.
Yeah, so that stuff's got to be over, well, it is over a week old, man. Got to be a little tough, eh?
Oh, man, are you kidding me? It was putting in vacuum bags and in the freezer the same night, man.
Oh, okay. That'd be different then. Yeah, I see that, man. I see you howling down on it there.
Yeah, I had to take a break for a few days, right? I started to fucking oops. Started to say, gobble.
Well, it's food, man. It, if you're hungry for it, then have at it, man. Wouldn't mind a little bit of that myself, man. White meat, though, only. But, I wouldn't mind having a little bit of that myself there.
The wife just said we still got a big fucking big container about it. Well, I gotta quit saying that, eh?
Nah, it's alright, man. Oh, thank you. I'm alright here. But, so what's happening? What's popping over there?
Not too much, man. Just sitting out here watching TV. A little bit too cold to go outside and do anything today. We'll head out there tomorrow, though.
Yeah, Roger. Right, I take it you mean work. You still got work lined up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Next week for sure, right?
Yeah, all right, man. You figure out what you're going to do with that double neck?
Continue to stare at the box like I've been doing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing, man. Then at least you know it's there. I got the two out here. I got two of my guitars out on the stands here and haven't really been playing them. I look over at them and I think they should be played, but then I think, at least I know I have them.
I have to finish up this dog harness, man, before I,
WS-680,
are you out there? Alright, I had to cut off my sub band. The only bad thing about having a dual band is if I, like, say, like, I ask you a question.
WSKF.
If somebody keys up on Mount Clemens before you key up, answer my question, I don't hear you because the Mount Clemens one takes over. You know, so, I mean, I heard what you said. I heard everything you said. But right after you unkeyed, some guy keyed up on Mount Clemens, so I just turn off the sub band so it doesn't interrupt stuff. Yeah, like I said, though, as long as I know they're here, that's all right, man. Stare at the box. You know, at least you know it's there. You know that one thing you can think of, well, you know it's there. You have it. You own it. And two, you know, if ever a rainy day comes when you run out of stuff to do, you know, you get a bug in your ass, well, there it is.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing to you about that sub band thing. Yeah, I was talking, you know, so my friend came in. I turned it off on my face, but not on this one, you know. I'll have to go through and do the same thing. I don't know, if we get to talking and they keep doing it, I just go sit on my base, you know.
Yeah, well, after checking my mic out the other day, the buttons, I found out I only have to hit two buttons to turn it off, and then I hit the two same buttons and it turns it back on. So, you know, if I want to go to Mount Clemens, I just use my up and down channel changer, snap back through channels, and there I am. So, but yeah, that's the thing. That's the only bummer.
it's happened to me a couple times where I'd ask, you know, like Ralph something or something, and before Ralph could answer me, somebody'd key up on Mount Clemens and start talking, and that disables Detroit, I guess. Or something, because I can't hear anybody answering me if somebody's keyed up on Mount Clemens, so. I knew there was a way to shut the sub band on and off quickly without having to go through a bunch of BS. And I put on my glasses, looking at my butt on my mic, and I just found it.
AN690.
So it's pretty simple. Snap.
Yeah, there's always an easy way once you figure it out. Yeah, this handheld, I leave it on both so I can monitor both. But if we're having a conversation, you know, then I'll go sit in the other room, right, and talk to you on that one. That way I'm here clear and strong.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think my Baofeng handheld does the same thing. If I have it on the main band and I say something to somebody, and somebody happens to key up on the sub band before a person on the main band answers me, I can't hear them because the sub band's in operation. I just got to figure out how to turn sub bands off on and off, click on it. I haven't used that thing in so long. You know, ever since I got this thing, I haven't really used it anymore, except for a couple times outside, sitting outside with it, but it's still fully charged, and it still runs, and it's ready to go, so, just like the guitars, man, I know it's there.
Yeah, these file things, man, it ain't nothing simple. You gotta go through the manual and find that TM, whatever it is, turn one on and the other one off, do it, or whatever, you know, it's not easy on these things at all.
Yeah, well, what I was doing was going on the sub band and switching it over to VFO off channels, and I don't know whatever frequency the VFO would come up at, it didn't matter. There was nobody on it, so I could work the top, the main band, without it being interrupted by the sub band, you know. And then when I was done, I'd just flip it back to channels, or, you know, flip the sub band back to channels and go right back to where I had it. So that's all I was doing with that. So it doesn't matter. If that works, that works. You know, I don't feel like running through menus and going through all that stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, I got it now. Yeah, your VFO. I never thought of that one. I heard you say it the other day, but it didn't compute on me. And that's what I do when I'm on that other radio. I switch the VFO to talk to somebody else. And I don't want nobody to hear what I'm saying. You know, we got a little setup going on, you know, but that's what I do. I switch the VFO, right?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about me and 902 talking split, right?
No, when I talked to Lenny on that other radio system, he says it's a VFO and it takes it to a different complete frequency right off the band anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Because 902 doesn't make it. He's out in Sterling Heights, and he's on a handheld. In fact, he's on the other handheld that came with this one that I got. And he doesn't get into Detroit really good, but he gets into Mount Clemens real good. And I don't get into Mount Clemens very well. I get in there, but it gets a little funky. And so, Run Split Band, he listens to me on Detroit, but transmits on Mount Clemens. And I listen to him on Mount Clemens, and then,
WSKK 684
and 3200. Now I'm all confused. He picks me up on Detroit. He listens to me on Detroit, transmits me on Mount Clemens, and me vice versa.
Yeah, see, when I'm on that striker, I flip it to band 10, and it takes me up to 29.88, whatever, you know. 690, loud and clear.
Yeah, roger that. That striker, that's got split transmit and receive, don't it?
Oh, yeah, it's got all the whistles in it.
Yeah, a lot of them Galaxies and Strikers and some other radios there, modern radios, they all come with split transmit and receive. Back in the day, in the 70s and stuff, the only way you could run split is if you had either a tram or a Browning, the old tram separate, or any of the CBs with the separate transmit receiver. You had one knob for your transmit, you had another knob was like a VFO for your receiver. And yeah, you can run split with those, but not every CB could do that. Today though, well, not only today, I don't know when they start coming out with them radios, them processor-based radios in the 90s or whatever. Yeah, you're able to go split with them.
You gotta be careful too, man, because you get up in the frequencies and your life is near the eye. The offset, the PLs are offset, you know, on it. So I set them when I first got on them, but you just gotta watch it.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the split transmission deal between me and 902 here was kind of accidental. I didn't realize it, but it was accidental, but it's pretty cool because then I can hear every word he says without him breaking all the hell, and you can hear me without me breaking up all the hell, so that's how we work it there. But, alright, let me get back on the side here and, doing what I'm doing here. I'm working on this AC adapter, and I want to see if I can start a fire or something in here. So, catch me in a minute.
Alright, man. Yeah, your buddy got his stuff all backed up and running, so now he's all annoying, right? Alright, Dave, we'll talk at you.
Hey, when are you freed up?
As in the talk right now, as in the work.
Channel 15. Yeah, I'm going to give you a call sometime here to check with you, see if it's alright. I want to find out that what you're going to tell me about Klinger out there.
Yeah, well, man, I'm sitting here. Whenever.
I appreciate it, bro. All right, catch me in a minute. Quiet.
WSDU 202, and we're clear.
WSKJ 279 monitoring. Thank you.
WSKJ 279 monitoring.
Coming in loud and clear, 279.
279. WRQK 908 Richmond, how copy?
Well, thank you for the response. It's the first time I'm talking on the radio. Just newly licensed and trying to get out from 12 in Gratiot. Guess I'm making it out there.
Yes, sir. You got a good signal up here. Yeah, you're making it up to Richmond. It looks like I haven't been using this radio that much. Must be making it down to Mount Clemens myself. So, yep, very good copy. No problems with your signal. WRQK 908.
Once again, thank you for the receive. Appreciate it much. WSKJ 279 on the side.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. WRQK 908. I'll be clear as well.
WSU 202, good afternoon. WSHR, 566 on the line.
WSHY 363 Mobile, anybody out there, can I get a radio check, please?
So I just figured I'd slur out a few words there.
Well, don't quit your day job.
Why, it's better than my day job. But it's a Z793 ID.
WSIL 946. What's going on? You get tired of YouTube? I'm just getting into it now.
Yeah, I found on YouTube, I found Rebel Without a Cause. and Marlon Brando movie. I'm about three-quarter of the way into it. I hit the pause button. I figured I'd see what's happening out here for a second or two, and then I guess finish watching it.
WSHR
566
7983
946.
Can you hear me?
Happening tonight, pay per view. I don't pay for that stuff, but I'm able to watch. I might tune into that. The main events are at 10 o'clock. Yeah, all right. Yeah, Kevin, I hear you, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Dave, I can hear you.
We got everybody running split. Good afternoon. Good evening, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually talking to Sherman now on the phone. He said he'd say hi to you.
WSCU 844.
All right. Yeah. Hey, you tell him I said hello. You tell Kelly I said hello, too, to make sure of that. And tell him I'm just sitting here with the fire destructor in hand there, okay?
Yeah, copy that.
So what's happening? What's been happening? You been all right?
Oh, yeah, I've been okay. Me and Tony went and got up. Bought our real Christmas tree today, and we got it up in the house, but we're not going to decorate it till tomorrow because we want the limbs and stuff, you know, to fall and stuff. So, but yeah, other than that, yeah, I've been fine. I've been good.
Yeah, all right, man. How's Tanya doing?
Oh, yeah, she's doing much better. She went this past week and got that stent out, but, yeah, she's doing much better.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good, Kevin. I heard you saying hello to Ralph, too, so I'm going to go ahead and park it and see if Ralph wants to get in there and say anything to you. I don't know if he's running split or not. I think he is, so we'll see how it works out there. If you're hearing him, then he's got to be hearing you. I don't know. But anyway, man, good talking to you, my friend. Always is. Glad you're doing all right. Glad Tanya's doing all right. Glad to hear Sherman and Kelly's doing good. It's good news to me. Always is. We'll talk to you in a minute. WSFZ 793, I'm on the side.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Nice talking to you. Yeah, I like the split thing. I've been keeping it like this, so hopefully I'll talk to you guys, so... Yeah, have a good night, and I'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566, Monterey.
Over to you, Ralph. Kevin's out there saying hello.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Kevin. I'm just figuring out this split channel stuff. So I'm talking on Detroit, but you can receive Detroit pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah, I can receive it, but I can't talk on it. I mean, a couple of times I've keyed up, which I probably shouldn't have did, to see if I hit the repeater, and I do, but when I do talk on it, you guys can't hardly hear me. But like I said, I'm right here by Mount Clemens, so I'm probably blowing up the airwaves.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you're sounding good. What I got my walkie-talkie on 675 and my little base here at 625, and it seems to be working real well.
Yeah, copy that, Rolf. Yes, I'm talking to Sherman now. I think you heard me. I'm talking to him on the phone right now, and he told me to tell you. He said hi. But yeah, on my radio, I got that 5RM, like Dave does, so I got A is 462-6250, and then B is 462-675, and that's what I'm talking to you on.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. I got a, what's my handheld here? It's a GM5RH. Okay, these both things, they, there's just a whole bunch of numbers. I think this is supposed to be like an 8-watt radio. I'm not sure if this handheld.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, me and Sherman are thinking about after the first of the year, we're gonna study for our ham license and get our ham license, I think, so we can broaden our adventures of talking on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Because the GMRS ain't like it used to be where we could talk to everybody, and I understand, you know, what's going on or whatever, but I just think it'd be better just to do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it also. You know, even if I don't go deeper into it, you know, if I got a license, I can play around with it and see if I like it. It's not going to cost that much. The Radiati DD20, it'll do 2 meter and 70 centimeters, so. Probably got all I need other than a license and a proper antenna.
Yeah, copy that.
Hey, Kev, I'm talking on the handheld now. You getting a good copy on me now?
Yeah, you sound pretty good.
All right, just switched to the Mount Clemens. Is it any better or about the same?
Oh, a little bit better, but about the same.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm pretty much, I'm at 696 in 94 area, so I'm pretty much smack between Detroit and Mount Clemens repeaters, so I have good luck with both, generally.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, like I said, there's some times where I can hit that repeater down, and I got my Nagoya antenna on, the long one on here, too, and I tried shouting out for you guys before, and I couldn't touch it, so.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, I got with 902 Frank. I got a base antenna. I'm just waiting on a mount right now, so he's gonna help me out and get it up on the roof. And I'll be a big dog out there maybe.
Yeah, top of that, maybe eventually I'll do something like that. I don't know if my wife lets me.
Well, you know, you gotta make sure the queen is happy. Tell her it's good. You know, I know this firsthand.
Yeah, copy that. I think she'd let me though to keep. Laughing on a share of this, it keep me out of trouble, and it's a hobby, so.
Well, I tell you, the antenna is one thing, but the coax, if you really want the good stuff, it's expensive. It's like $2 a foot. All right, Kevin, I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. I got to set the radio on, it's probably going to get back to what I was doing here. WSAL 946, good talking to you, Kev.
Yeah, copy that, Ralph. Have a good night. And, I like this cross talking like we're doing. I'll leave it on these channels so when I hear you or Dave out there, I'll give you guys a shout. Have a good night, and always good talking to you. WSHR 566, clear.
Hey, Kev, I do have one question for you. What it cost you for a real Christmas tree this year?
Well, I have a family friend across the street there. His wife's family have a Christmas, they grow Christmas trees up in Boone, Michigan. It's called Bellagio Christmas Trees, and they have a lot at, I think it's 12 or 14 mile in grass there by the Bob Evans, and we got a Douglas fir, and we paid $90, and from what I'm hearing, that was a real good price, because somebody else told me that they've seen them from about $150.
Yeah, copy that. Well, it's like everything else. Prices are up there. Anyway, have a good night, Kevin. WSAL 946. I'm just standing by here.
WSHR 566.
WSIL 946 monitoring.
Station 999 WIUG 488, copy.
WSIL 946. Jack, you still in there? No copy, Jack. I got a problem with numbers if I don't have them in front of me, but WSAL 946. I'm standing by.
And 473.
WSGG 772, Unit 12, mobile. Unit 12, we're on. It's not.